It's 8:07 on the morning show, Thursday morning. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. We were inundated this morning.
We were. And yeah, we the police off, showed up.
We scared off two of our morning show visitors. They said, oh, no, we'll come back another time.
Yeah, they saw somebody else in here. Oh, wait, you got her.
Meaning,
we'll just come back next
meaning
week.
Meaning Chief Hugh Anderson and his cohort.
I told him he's not getting out a second month in a row.
No,
just not going to happen.
We'll visit with them next week about rag bribe. But this is far more important because it's closer to than rag bribe is.
And more excitement.
Well, yeah. We've got president of the Floyd County Fair, Kelsey Utes, in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are in a very, very busy time frame right
now. We are. We're working hard to tidy up everything and welcome everybody out to the fairgrounds next week. We're very excited.
Officially, events kick off on the 13th. However, there are some events prior to that. Let's start with that.
Okay. On Monday, we do have a Tornado Alley fun run, kind of like an obstacle course. The Sheriff's Department is putting that on as a fundraiser for them, and we'll have grilling out there and drinks available. So kind of just a fun kickoff Monday night before the craziness of Wednesday. And Tuesday is static exhibits, so the non-livestock exhibits and the YEC. So people will be out and about all week, but Wednesday is when kind of the entertainment starts, and we'll expect, you know, more people as the week. It gets busier as the week goes on, so.
Sure. Let's talk about the entertainment this year.
Okay. We have a magic show. We have that every day. And then we do have our little hands exhibit, which a lot of kids just love. You go in there, it's craziness. You know, we have the FFA built us some dairy cows and pigs and sheep so the kids can get hands-on experience, learning experience, gardening, a farm-to-table type situation. Our past president, Amy Stout, has put a lot of work into that, and it's a really cool thing for kids. We do have sea lions this year, so that'll be really cool.
Oh.
Crazy, you know, mid-Iowa.
It's the
Floyd County Fair. Yeah.
Kids. I mean,
it'll be interesting.
Those things are so darn cute.
Yes, they are. I'm interested to see how that all works, but it's a splash show. Yeah, it'll be cute. What else do we have here? And then Thursday night kind of kick. Wednesday night's our volleyball, sand volleyball with Tad Berry playing DJ. We'll have the beverage garden that night. And then Thursday night's kind of when we kick off grandstand events. Concerts start Friday, and we go from there. But we have a ton of activities for kids. The face painting, hurling hatchet, inflatables. Those really pick up on Friday and Saturday, but we have things available all week. The Little Hands is open all week, and there will definitely be a lot to do. Your kids will be tired when they go home, so there's no
music
question there.
Ears.
Yes.
That's a good thing. One of my favorite aspects of, there's so many cool aspects of the fair, but of course the 4-H food stand is always a huge hit.
Yes.
I'm assuming that will be up and running again this year.
Yes, we will have that. They've had to work out of the Youth Enrichment Center the past few years with the tornado, and we hadn't been completed before. This is our first official year where all buildings are completed. So the 4-H Food Stand has their own building this year, the Swartz Rock Community Center, and we're really excited to show that off finally. It was up last year, but just not done on the inside, so we have that nice and polished up for everybody. We have sidewalks down, so it's handicap accessible everywhere, but also just easier to get around for everybody. So it looks so nice. We're really excited for everybody to see it. But I know the food stand has a lot of good food planned, and then we also are bringing in the food trucks like we typically do. A lot of variations, so you won't go away hungry either.
I can't believe how much has changed at the fairgrounds over just the past like 3-4 years. I mean, with the tornado that hit out there, it's like all the buildings beside the Youth Enrichment Center is new.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a different experience.
Different
it's really
feel.
Cool.
It, you know, and kind of a blessing in disguise, actually.
Right, yes. Right. It's been a lot of hard work, but I would argue to say we probably have one of the nicest county fairgrounds in the state.
I would agree.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. Even just from when I showed animals 20 years ago, it's way different. But even 5 years ago now, since I got on the fair board, it's just beautiful, and we are very proud of it.
Absolutely. Let's see. I did have a question here. What are some of your final preparations that you are working with this week to head into next week?
We're doing really well on volunteers, but obviously we'll take what we can get because we are expecting a huge crowd. So we're still kind of working through that. Last night we were working on landscaping. That's a big one. Just final touches, mulching, you know, things like that. We'll set up parking next week. We did get some rain, you know, so it gets a little wet out there, but, hopefully, knock on wood, we're looking at good weather next week, and we're just, you know, getting tables set up, getting pens set up, power washing, just absolutely everything, and that's about it.
It's gonna look so awesome. I can't wait. KCHA will be out there. We're going to bring our morning show live next Friday.
Perfect.
From the Beef Barn.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. Talk about the best ways we can all keep updated on fair activities, the schedule.
Yep.
If things change, hopefully not because of weather, but if,
yep,
you know, there's, yep, always that question.
Our website has the full entertainment schedule right now. Our Facebook page is going to be the most up to date with everything. If there are changes next week, we'll make announcements there. One other thing I forgot to mention, we finally have a sound system put back up on the fairgrounds. We haven't had one since the tornado, and that's freaked us out a little bit because if there were to be a tornado or we had bad weather last year. So we do have a sound system. If you were on the grounds, you know, and there was an emergency or anything like that, we can finally announce that. But yeah, our Facebook page will be kind of the fair live page next week.
Okay.
So floydcountyfair.org, and then you can find them on Facebook, facebook.com/floydcountyfair as well. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good luck next week.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very nice to have you in studio, and thank you for all the hard work you all have done for Floyd County Fair.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's 8:14 with Paul McCartney.